And now this is a dictation for Janet, J-A-N-E-T-T-E, Caputo, C-A-P-U-T-O. November 1646, address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, post-hospital follow-up for Dr. Caputo. THF decompensation. Did require briefly dialysis for volume overload. Was discharged to nursing home for a short period of time. She's now home, has morbid obesity, uses a walker, follows cardiology Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. Supposed to see electrophysiological doctor, Dr. Isan, E-S-A-N, for a Holter monitor and potential ablation treatment. She's trying to do salt fluid restriction. She is more physically active, and she is back playing the cello. No hospital visits since discharge. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or urinary symptoms. Good appetite, weight is stable to 90. Presently, no chest pain. Palpitations, stable edema. She has carpal tunnel symptoms on the left side. Follow University of Michigan. Potential surgery on the next few weeks. She shared with me family history of pulmonary stenosis on two nieces. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Eliquis, the Jaxin, Diltiazem, beta blockers, diuretics, potassium magnesium replacement, cholesterol treatment. Next paragraph, present weight 294, morbid obesity, blood pressure by nurse 106.67. Lungs are distant clear. Irregular reading, no pericardial RAP from AFib, morbid obesity, severe edema 4+, normal speech, weakness but non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. Stable anemia around 10.3, a normal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte, acid base, low albumin, corrected calcium upper normal, corrected calcium normal to low, liver function test not elevated, digoxin not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury at the time of CHF decompensation, atrial fibrillation, volume overload, briefly dialysis, completed catheter remove, continue salt fluid restriction, continue cardiology workup, tolerating present diuretics, continuum potassium magnesium replacement, digoxin is therapeutic, evaluation by electrophysiology doctor, no active bleeding on anticoagulation. From the renal standpoint, everything is stable. I do not need to see her back. All questions answered, end of dictation.